بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه قال ان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال آية المنافق ثلاثة: اذا حدث كذب، واذا وعد كذب، واذا اؤتمن خان. متفق عليه. We are still in this chapter that we should fulfill the trust which is upon us. Babul Amri Bihadai Ramana. And this trust is defined in a very broad way. It isn't only what we feel. If somebody has kept some amanat by us, then we must be honest in there, look after it and return it when it is to be returned. But it is much more. As we had read the two ayats before, in which also Allah Ta'ala explained that the various types of this amanat and trust which it is. Yeah, in this hadith, we see further that what this amanat is. And from the hadith that follow, from there also we see this amanat is a very broad thing which each one of us is responsible for. So in this hadith, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that ayatul munafiq salam, the signs of a munafiq are three. And if these are found in a person, in a Muslim, it doesn't mean he's a munafiq, but the signs of a munafiq are found in him. And if genuinely he dealt this, and it is his very nature, may Allah protect us, then a person becomes a munafiq and is out of the fold of Islam. So may Allah Ta'ala protect us. As long as a person regards this as a haram and he makes tawbah from it, then his iman is intact, though it is a major sin that he is committing. The first thing is a haddatha kadhab. When he speaks, he lies. That is, lying is a very terrible. So speaking the truth is also an amana. No matter what the occasion may be, what it is, that a person must speak the truth. Unfortunately, some of us are such that whenever we speak, we just lie. And unnecessarily, just to make people happy or just to make them laugh, also we speak lies. Just to make people happy. So this is a very bad sign for a person. That when he speaks, he lies. Lying and iman do not go together. A mu'min is not a liar under any circumstances. So we should be truthful at all times. We should not resort to lying. Today, especially with the use of the cell phone, we use it for wrong purposes. And if anyone, especially the wife, has to ask us, then we just lie. That you are busy with my work or doing some research or whatever, but it is a lie that a person is speaking. So that is one great amana. The second is وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ. And when he makes a promise, he breaks his promise. A mu'min is such that he will maintain his promise. Whenever he makes a promise, he agrees to something. And a promise doesn't mean that it has to be in writing. Even verbally, if a person has promised somebody, then he will fulfill that promise. So much so, we find Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam had done a business deal with somebody, and that person said, I'll come back with the money or something of the sort, more or less. And this was before Nabuwat. And he said, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I'll wait for you. For 3 days, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam waited at that place. That person completely forgot about it. He didn't think of it as important. But Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, I'll wait for you. So he waited for 3 days till that person came past there again. So we are very, very, very far from that. So we should try and see that we are also, whatever promises we make to anyone, that we should be truthful in that promise. Whether to be a khan. And when amanat is given to him, any position of trust, then he makes the khiyanat. He is not loyal. He is not true to that amanat which is placed by him. So that is another sign. Abu Hussein, Abu Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, whenever we read or hear about this hadith, and if we think of somebody else, that person, whenever he speaks, he lies, etc., he doesn't fulfill his promises, and if any trust is placed by him, he is not truthful, then this very hadith will cause our destruction. But if we think of ourselves and what is my condition, then there will be construction. A person will be made. So we shouldn't be thinking now about somebody else, that person lies a lot, that person is not truthful in his amanat. We should think and reflect on our own selves. And there is very deep meaning in here, that how much do I, when I speak the truth, how much am I honest in my promises and in my dealings. May Allah give us all tawfiq, that we reflect upon ourselves and we try and correct ourselves.